Welcome to Sound Doctrine. This is Chris Ardern, your host. We can be found at www.sounddoctrine.org. And we're going to pick up where we left off last show with this, the report. And there's so much here. I'm just going to go right ahead and jump into some scripture to shed more light on this topic that we opened up last week. I'm just going to review Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it." And this is something that's been on Sue's heart. You know, Sue Patterson, who we, you know, our dear friend of the show, and so many of us have, you know, learned so much from the teaching that she and Randy Moggins did over the 7 years of the third day studies and the threshing floor, and all the understanding and the metaphors that she brought out that they did together. And this is something that's on Sue's heart, where she really left off with things. And what Habakkuk is talking about write the vision and make it plain upon the tables. And it's on my heart too, and I share this with her totally. What is our message? You know, what is it that we need to proclaim today? What is our message? And I definitely share in Sue's vision, and that is to, you know, distill down all this learning, all this understanding that has come out in these last days, you know, as the Lord has truly opened up his word. You know, it said, "Go that way, Daniel, these words are sealed to the time of the end." And, you know, so much of this is referenced in Daniel, you know, concerning the abomination of desolation. And when we see the abomination, what is the abomination? And, you know, it said in Daniel, you know, to seal up the vision. You know, Daniel's vision. What was Daniel's vision? Well, Daniel's vision was the whole thing, you know, the whole story. And ultimately, you know, what Jesus referenced in the Olivet Discourse, you know, the when you see the abomination spoken of by the prophet Daniel. I mean, that was big. That was big. Jesus quoted it, quoted the prophetic work that Daniel gave us. And it is big. It's a big thing. And this is the report that is published, that is you know, written on the tables. I've got some more scripture. I'm going to get some of this out, and then we'll go over you know, what the Lord is telling us here. But we see in Jeremiah chapter 50, you know, verse 2. This is right at the beginning of the destruction of Babylon. You know, the Babylon has fallen. Has fallen. It happens twice. It happens physically, and when Babylon was originally destroyed, and then it happens again at the end of the age spiritually, when spiritual Babylon, mystery Babylon, is destroyed. "Declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces." You know, praise the Lord, you know. And then continuing on, Jeremiah 51, the chapter that is the account of the destruction of Babylon and why. "And lest your heart faint and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land." There's fear again, you know. "Men's hearts will fail them for fear." I'm going to start over. This is Jeremiah 51:46. This is at the end of the chapter. "And lest your heart faint and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall come both 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler." You know, we talked about it last show about you know, the land being divided. And, you know, this is not talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, dividing Jerusalem with Palestine. It's not what it's talking about. The land is spiritual. This is the land. This is the church. This is Zion above, you know, that is being confounded. You know, she is being ground into powder. She's scattered, broken into pieces. You know, this is all what's taking place. I'm going to continue on Jeremiah 51:47. "Therefore, behold, the days come, and I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon." This is talking about us right now, today, February of 2013. I will do judgment upon her graven images, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. The heaven and earth, and all that is therein, shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. This is the north, the serpents out of the north, the false teachers out of the north that invade the church. Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall. So at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. This is all the false teaching that has slain the church. Verse 50, ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. Escape the sword. Ye who have escaped deception, Christian, you who have overcome the deception, remember the Lord far off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. This is talking to you right now. And I trust most of our believers here, most of our followers on the show, are in this group of people who have escaped the sword. Pray that you are accounted worthy to escape these things that are shortly to come to pass. This is what it's talking about. Jeremiah 51:51, we are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. I mean, this, how much more clear can the Lord make it? This is what's happened. Strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house right now. His house is infiltrated with strangers. The transgressors have come to the full. And I'm telling you, the farther along I go in my studies and understanding the Lord opens to me, I realize that this thing is so far along. This is the verse that's been grabbing me lately, and it's completely confirming what I'm saying. We just read the account in Jeremiah 51 about Babylon, physical Babylon, and then the prophetic to the end. Now here is a clear verse concerning mystery spiritual Babylon in the end. Revelation 18:2, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This isn't talking about Babylon is going to fall. This is talking about Babylon is fallen. You know, Babylon has been judged. It's being judged right now. It has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This has already happened. This is talking about the mustard seed that grows into the tree of Babylon, the mustard seed of error, the mustard seed of false doctrine that grows into the harlot church, which is what we have today. And this has happened. This is Revelation 18. It's already happened because the church is the hold of every foul spirit, and it is the cage of every unclean and hateful bird right now today. So here we go again, right, to jump back to Daniel chapter 8 real quick. 8:17. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid, and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. And this is what we're talking about right now. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed shall the end be. At the time appointed, the end shall be. Sorry, I just take that seriously. I don't want to paraphrase anything here. But this is what we're talking about. Behold, at the time of the end, the last of end of the indignation, okay? And this is where we are. It just takes us right to Revelation chapter 9, verse 17. We're into the serpents here. And thus I saw the horses in a vision. This is the vision again. And them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And by these three the three being the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, was the third part of men killed by the fire, by the smoke, by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouth. And Revelation 9:19, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Now this is talking about exactly the same thing as we read last show about and a third part of them that had life died. See, this is talking about Christians born again who had life but fell into apostasy. This is exactly what this is talking about. And they're being killed. These men are being killed by the false prophet whose power is in their mouth. Revelation 9:19. And this is the vision. This is the report. This is what we're to publish. That, wake up, folks. This is what's taking place right now. And Revelation 9:19. So profound. That it's in 19, it's talking about those who were hurt by those who with the power in their mouths, the serpents. It says in Isaiah chapter 9, the ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that speaketh lies, he is the tail. Then in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16, for the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. This is talking about the serpents in Revelation chapter 9. The sixth trumpet judgment are the serpent false teachers who destroy, who kill with the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone that comes out of their mouth. And what we have to remember here is that this is all talking about the same thing. You know, I'm just with my burden that I know many of you share with me as far as getting this out, this information, this report, this vision. What is it? You know, what is it? What is our message? And what message needs to be taught today in this time of gross darkness and apostasy? And this vision that is sealed, that's been sealed to the time of the end. Go that way, Daniel. It's exposing the truth about these hidden scriptures that have been veiled, you know, since the beginning of time till now, when the Lord, for His purpose, for the indignation, for the time appointed, shall the end be. I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. See, the Lord is letting His people know. I will do nothing, but I reveal my secret to my servants, the prophets. And this is this vision, this Isaiah chapter 22, the burden of the valley of vision, what aileth thee now, that thou art wholly gone up unto the housetops? In verse 5, for it is a day of trouble and of treading down and of perplexity by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls, and of crying to the mountains. I mean, this is heavy stuff. It's a burden. This is though we carry this burden of the vision, but we have to share it. We have to publish it. We have to give the report. We have to spread the rumor. And what is the rumor? Well, it's the fact that the church is under judgment. It's the fact that after we've been taught fables and lies for our entire lifetimes concerning the book of Revelation, Bible prophecy, as the Lord opens this up, it becomes so amazing to us at how off the religious leaders were and what they've taught about these profound truths. And we have, I'll pick up again in Revelation 9, verse 20. This is after the part where I expounded using Isaiah chapter 9 for the leaders that of this people caused them to err. You know, and by These three was the third part of men killed, the three being the smoke, the brimstone, and the fire that issues out of their mouths. In other words, the deception, the false teaching that causes people to err and to be hurt. You know, like unto serpents that had heads, and with them they do hurt. See, these serpents are hurting people. They're deceiving people. To continue on in Revelation 9, verse 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues. Now see, again, we have to understand, these are the plagues, okay? And when we hear, come out of her, my people, and don't partake in her iniquity and plagues. The reason the Lord is calling us out of the harlot church system is so that we don't partake in these plagues, which are these judgments, which are the false teachers, the false doctrine, causing this apostasy. These are the plagues. The rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, being described in verse 17, 18, 19 of chapter 9, Revelation 9, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, wood, Harley-Davidsons, condos, new furniture, a new color in the room every 6 months, because you can never be satisfied. You're not in the Lord's rest. You're constantly striving after more stimulation, more euphoric pleasure, on and on. You're worshiping the works of their hands. This is what the rest of the men, which were not killed by the plagues, are killed by the works of their hands. Neither repented they of their murders, their sorceries, their fornications, their thefts. Two parts cut off. We've got a group of people, a third being hurt, destroyed by the false teaching. And we've got a third being destroyed, being killed by worshiping things made with hands. Two parts cut off, as it says in Zechariah. Here it is right here, folks. Now, if you haven't noticed it, you know, we've got this recurring theme going on here in what we're teaching. Death, you know, you catching that? I mean, those who had life died. We have the serpents. By these three was a third part of men killed. Okay? Stick with me on this. I'm going to just go right ahead now. We just went over Revelation chapter 9, which is the serpents, scorpions out of the bottomless pit. The fifth and sixth trumpet judgments. Hurting, deceiving, killing men. Jump right ahead here, Revelation 11, 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, shall overcome them, and kill them. Okay, what do we just get done reading? We just get done reading Revelation chapter 9, the beast out of the bottomless pit, killing people. Here we have the beast out of the bottomless pit killing the two witnesses. Who are the two witnesses? The two witnesses are the church. They're the servants, they're the servants, the prophets. They're the royal priesthood. And when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, shall overcome them, and kill them. Okay? And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Here's death, more death, these dead bodies lying in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Well, I'm going to tell you, this death that we're talking about here is spiritual death. It's not talking about physical death. And these are spiritual dead bodies. These are apostate Christians lying in the streets of the great city, lying in the pews of their church, dead, spiritually dead. They once had life, but died. This is what we're talking about here. This is the grave importance of this message, this report. The abomination that maketh desolate, this is what Daniel was warning about. It's when the daily sacrifice ceases. It's when the abomination that maketh desolate is when the Christian offering his body, his life as a living sacrifice in covenant with God. When that sacrifice stops, this is where we are. This is what this is. It's the great falling away. It's the time of apostasy. This is our message. This is our warning. I'm just going to continue on with more scripture. We've got Daniel chapter 11, verse 35. And some of them of understanding shall fall, to try them, to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end. Yet it is yet for a time appointed. Now this is apostasy. Some shall fall. Some of them of understanding shall fall. Some shall fall into apostasy. This is very important. And stick with this, because this is going to be the topic that carries this show through to the end. We got another half hour to go. Very important understanding. New understanding that I had never seen before. But I've got to lay this groundwork, so stick with me. I'm going to continue on now. Don't forget, we just left off with the two witnesses, the royal priesthood, the end time church, and when they shall have finished their testimony. You know, the two witnesses finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, the false doctrine, the false religious system makes war against them and overcomes them and kills them. Some of the understanding shall fall, to try them, to purge them, to make them white. There's a purpose to this apostasy. There's a reason. Ezekiel 37, verse 1, and the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Okay, you see where we are? We're leading up now to the Gog-Magog war. We've got the valley of dry bones. I'm going to just throw in Joel chapter 3, verse 13, 14. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Valley. We've got the valley where the dry bones, the valley of dry bones. We've got the multitudes, multitudes in this valley. Ezekiel 37:2. And cause me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. It's talking about apostate Christians. This is a prophecy about the apostate church in the end times. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Let me correct that. This is a dual fulfillment prophecy. This is talking about Israel and Judah at the time of the Babylonian captivity. After the time of the Babylonian captivity, leading up to the visitation of the Lord, the first coming. And it's also a dual fulfillment in that this whole thing repeats in the end times. In the last days, we've got the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel 37:3, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I'm skipping ahead to verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. This is Ezekiel. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now, where did we leave off in Revelation 11? Those that were killed by the beast out of the bottomless pit, their dead bodies lying in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, which spiritually is called Babylon, which spiritually is the church, the dead, spiritually dead Christians lying in the halls, in the aisles of the apostate church. Ezekiel 37:10, I'm going to read it again. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Revelation 11:11, and after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them. They stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Are you kidding me? Do you see what's happening here, folks? It's the same thing. It's talking about the restored apostate church. That the apostasy happens for a reason, where God turns his back on his people for a time, for a period of testing, a period of purification, when their robes are made white. This is all for God's purpose. And notice that we see when they ascended into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Great fear fell upon them which saw them. Okay, this is this fear that men's hearts will fail them for fear that is happening now, because a lot of this fear is brought about by the apostate knowing where they are, knowing that they are not in God's will. And when they're confronted with the truth, it just brings great fear upon them. I'm here to tell you, because this is what I've experienced. My awakening process. I was a dead body lying in the street of my seeker-friendly church. God breathed life back into me. And all I heard from people in the church was saying, they were saying, oh, you have so much fear. They were deathly afraid of me. They still are to this day. They see me in the halls of the grocery store, and they avoid me. I get these looks. I know it. I've lived it. I'm living this. And I'm just only able to endure and continue, knowing that this is exactly the way the Lord planned it, the way he has given his word. And it says in Habakkuk, though he tarry, be sure this will happen. Oh, it will happen. I'm paraphrasing. But with that, I'm just going to take a short break, and at the bottom of the hour, and please stick with me as we're going to wrap up this study of the report, the vision that's been sealed till the time of the end. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.